As we walk this journey called life, we seek to find those things that bring joy to our existence. We want to embrace love, desire, and passion through healthy human connections. We want and need to discover meaning to the steps we take daily, the challenges of breaking barriers stir up our spirit as we prove our individual importance. The value of life is precious as we assist others to discover their way. The legacy of our being is found in the donations we make in those outside of ourselves. Success in this journey takes focus and commitment to winning. The victory is in not allowing fractured beliefs of the masses to impact the rules we have made work for ourselves. This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. We come to you 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m., Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and Sunday at 8:30 Eastern Time. We have a platform for your voice to be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. It is time that we speak for ourselves so that others completely understand the direction we want our country to go in. No longer can we sit on the sidelines and allow others to select our direction. It is time for people of color to use the internet to make sure their voices are heard beyond a couple of streets. Our thoughts and needs and desires need to be heard around the world. And Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is that platform that you can be assured that your thoughts and feelings will be respected and heard without challenge. It is time for us to come together and make sure that we're not left behind. This is your host, James T. Deshaies, looking forward to have you call in to the show at 657-383-0309. 7 days a week, we want to be heard loud and clear.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
It ain't no
This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. I want to talk today, and I hope everybody makes it online today, so that we can have a good conversation related to how men and women interact with each other, and somehow how things get confusing and criminal in the blink of an eye. we're dealing with a situation where Taylor Swift is now in court suing an individual for sexual assault. And I guess he's suing her because he said he didn't do it, but he got fired. So the two of them are seeking some justice in court over a situation that may have been misinterpreted or real, depending on who you ask. And so as I think back, I know there have been times, well, not times, but there was a time when I was taking a picture with someone, and I had my arms around this individual. And after we took the picture, she said to me, "You were really filling me up." And I was thinking, what in the world is she talking about? And then afterwards, she explained to me that she felt as though I was squeezing her in a way that only her man should be squeezing her. And I, so when I heard about this Taylor Swift thing, I was wondering if there are times when women feel that they are being violated when they're taking pictures with people or when they're dancing with people and they feel as though they're being touched inappropriately. And can those two things be confused by the two people engaged in it in a way that one is thinking one way and the other is thinking another way? And certainly, we know that there are men who tend to take things too far, but is it possible for a man to innocently violate the space of a woman without knowing it? And so I'd like us to talk today and just discuss this. I'm going to take a short break trying to let everybody get on board before we really get involved in the conversation so that everybody will be in the same place.
In this day and time, stereotypes are the false descriptions for all of humanity. James T. Deshaies is the author of two great poetry books that attempt to describe life from a male perspective. It has been a common belief that men are unable to put into words their deepest feelings and spend most of their time focused on the surface of what life means. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, and Passion, Desire, and Contemplation take you on a journey that has very few travelers. Mr. Deshaies has opened his heart and spirit up in ways that few have ever experienced. The depth of his poetry will have you reading his books and poems over and over again. You will find yourself using his passages to describe your own feelings to your family and friends. It is now time to put aside your thoughts and feelings related to the depth of men's thoughts and delve deeply into the words of James T. Deshaies. Once again, he will put an end to your thoughts that men can't translate their heartfelt spirit into words. Both of these books will allow you to find comfort in the reality of the heart of men. You will spend hours trying to embrace the way men want to love and display their passion to the women they love. Don't be fooled by those books that create love through words of lust, vulgarity, and unhealthy displays of sexual activities. You will discover the types of words that will allow you to rejoice in the future of what love truly means to men. Your book clubs and families will be able to discuss these words without fear. No one will have to leave the room. Both of these books can be purchased at jamestdeshaies2.com and lulu.com. Feel free to reach out to the author at tlreflectionsjtd@gmail.com.
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. There seems to be few issues that truly impact the lives of a man and a woman other than their interactions that can be misinterpreted or for real. The last thing we want to suggest is that these incidents are never for real, because we know that they are. But are there times when they can be misconstrued and still have devastating issues or situations become of them? And certainly this seems to be one of them. Taylor Swift says this man reached under her skirt and grabbed or groped her purposely, and he said that he possibly could have touched her incidentally because they were jostling to take pictures. And again, I gave one of my situations when I was taking pictures with a lady, and I happened to have my arms around two ladies, on one on either side. And afterwards, the lady said to me, "You were really filling me up." And I was asking her, I wasn't sure what she was talking about, because I had never heard that term before. She was a little bit older than I. She said, "Yeah, you were touching me in a way only my boyfriend should touch me." And I was trying, I had no clue that's what she thought, and it certainly wasn't what I was doing in the midst of taking a picture in a room full of people. And so we need to ask about what the boundaries are and how these things happen. And the devastating effect that they had on this man was he got fired. And he's in the process of trying to get money back from Taylor Swift. I'm not sure what Taylor Swift is trying to get other than a court to say what he did was wrong. But we need to talk about how is it that men and women find themselves in he said, she said situations where one feels as though the other has crossed the line. Kathy, you were first in today. Have you heard of the case with Taylor Swift and this jockey who is accused of sexually assaulting her by putting his hand under her skirt?
No, James. Good afternoon, everyone. No, I have not heard anything about it. This is the first time hearing about it. But that could be possible.
Well, let me just ask you this. Have you ever experienced a situation where you thought someone had went too far that you didn't know on a personal basis on something as innocent as taking a picture or dancing with someone or anything of that nature?
Yeah. It has happened.
How did you address it?
Well, I pushed back from the person just to, you know, do an eye contact to let them know that what I just felt or what was just done was inappropriate. Just to make sure that we got eye contact first to let them know that, hey, I'm not feeling what's going on. And once I did that, the person kind of pushed back away from me. So I believe it was intentional. And the reason I'm saying that is because sometimes people or men try to do certain things to see if it's an okay thing to do or if it's not an okay thing to do. And that's where I believe women get caught up, because sometimes we don't say anything. There has been a time where someone has done something to me inappropriately, and I didn't say anything. I allowed it to go on for a while until I not was afraid, but I was like, did not continue to go around or hang out with that person anymore because of the different things that they would do. Other people were not around. And I don't know if it's that we are afraid to say something or we're feel that they're going to accuse us of wanting to be touched or, you know, words said on, you know, inappropriately or not. I don't know. I can only speak for me in the couple of incidents that I've had and how I had to remove myself once I was younger then. So when you're young, you know, you're afraid, you don't know, oh, what's going on. And then when I was older, it was like an eye contact of, this is not right, you know, so you need to stop, because if not, I'm going to say some things. So then it was cut off. So, you know, and then there are times where people do say stuff that nothing was done inappropriately, and they're just saying it to be saying it. I mean, it does happen, but to me, it did happen to me.
You know, it's, you know, we have to, you know, this is another one of those moments, and Dee talks about them a lot, when we have to talk and train our boys. And I never raised a boy before. I've only raised a girl. And so I constantly was telling my daughter, you know, you have to be aware of men, and that they'll do anything in order to get to the end result that they want. But I have never been involved in a situation where I was went around and thought it was appropriate for me to go around and in public, touch people inappropriately. But certainly, I guess there are a segment of our population who somehow or another gets something personal out of doing those kind of things. But then, as I said, when women and men get in close proximity, is it possible for a woman to miscue what was done? I'm certainly, a brush is certainly a lot different from a grab, and I've never had anybody grab me inappropriately to be able to know completely sure what the difference is. Cheryl, let me come to you. What is your thoughts? Had you heard? I'm talking to the two people who least listen to the news. Kathy, you and Cheryl are kind of on the same page. Cheryl doesn't listen to the news much either. Cheryl, have you heard about the Taylor Swift situation?
Good afternoon, everybody. How y'all doing? It did come, CNN flashed it across my phone, and I asked my son, had he heard about it? And he said, no, he didn't, and that was the end of the conversation. So I did just see that little bit of information that they were in court, and that I think they mentioned that he groped her, and that's about it.
Yeah,
much.
Supposedly that's what he accused her of, and he consequently lost his job. Well, let me ask you the same question that I asked Kathy. Have you ever had an experience where someone touched you inappropriately and you felt the need to either address it, or how did you handle it in that situation?
It did happen to me when I was younger, and I addressed it immediately, and that was the end of it. I mean, there was no hard feelings, because, and it wasn't just like on one occasion. It was that, you know, just don't, there's boundaries when it comes to my body. And if by accident or whatever, I brought it to their attention, and it was resolved. It wasn't, like I said, it wasn't no hard feelings or anything. But I do know that I do tell and have told my boys, you know, even young, don't play. Keep your hands to yourself. This is serious. Somebody can, you know, can try to say that you trying to molest them, whatever it may be, you know, you don't want any kind of charges brought against you. And I mean, I instill that in them. Keep your hands to yourself. You know, even with my 18-year-old son right now, please do not engage yourself in any kind of way with anybody under your age. Keep your hands to yourself, because when you reach a certain age, you know, now you're in a whole different category. But I mean, I know two, they start maybe at 16, but I've told them, you know, and don't touch a child. And I don't care if you just, you know, if it's homeless, because there's too much going on out here where misunderstanding takes place. And you be in trouble and you can't figure out what happened. Now, and also with my daughter, you know, I've taught her, be careful when you're around, you know, guys. Make sure that they keep their hands to themselves. Because even at 2 years old, I started teaching her about her body, you know, in areas that you don't want nobody to touch. And it is, it can be something harmless as putting your hands on, you know, a man can put his hands on a child and the whole thing can be, you know, you touch my child inappropriately, and, you know, and the best solution to me is keep your hands to yourself. This time, and, you know, with things going on the way they are. Now, I do think that touching, you know, like hugging or whatever it is so much different from groping. I mean, you know what a grope is, and you know when somebody touch you, and although they may have not meant to touch you inappropriately, that's how you feel. And I feel like, you know, it should be said something about right then and there. You know, if you felt, and I mean, I had to do that in that situation, and they understood that these are the boundaries of, you know, that I put on myself. You know, you might have not meant no harm about it, and that's okay, but let me just let you know what my boundaries are.
So, okay, you shared a lot with us, and so let's move on and see how we deal with all of that. I want to, you know, I have to be honest. You know, when I looked at this Taylor Swift story, I went back into my icon archives, and I recognized there was a time when someone misconstrued how I was holding them. And, you know, certainly men and women certainly have lines or boundaries that once crossed, there can be a lot of trouble for a man if it is misconstrued or he violated her space. So here it is. This man may have thought he was getting an innocent little tuck in and it cost him his job, or it was misconstrued and it cost him his job. So we need to, you know, we're talking about boundaries that men may or may not cross, but this punishment can be serious.
It can be dire. Yes, it can. Good evening, everybody. And Damon, thanks again for a great topic, man. Topic like these have to be had. I was victim once by misinterpreting signals such as these. First of all, let me say that it can even happen. It can even happen by suggestion, without even physically touching. I was on a job once, and one of the ladies was well endowed in the chest area, and she had a sweater that fitted well, and it kind of showed off her assets. And one of the fellas on the job complimented her on her sweater in probably a little bit more than he should have. She had him written up, and she actually sued him. He was part of management. So those things can even be by way of suggestion. Now, when I was a younger man in my late teens, I was working at a well-known chicken franchise. And the team leader let on signals that she was interested in me, so I thought. And me being a young man at the time, in my late teens, early 20s, hormones are raging. And I misconstrued the signals coming from her, and I took it upon myself and tried to hug her. Well, that cost me my job. So the message. The message quickly is, you know, women have the right, like everybody else, have the right to dress the way they want to dress on a personal level. They have a personal right to dress any kind of way that they want to dress. Men have to understand that that does not necessarily mean anything in a suggestive manner. Like Ms. Cheryl said, we have to teach our boys to keep your hands to yourself and do not assume anything. So this is my answer for that, and I'll wait until you come back around to me because I got more to say about that. Thank you.
All right. Well, you know, a couple of days ago, Tyrone and I had suggested we were really touchy-feely kind of guys. And certainly when I mention or use that terminology, I don't mean that I'm trying to violate the space of another person. But certainly when you once determine that you and someone have a connection, that is someone you want to be close to on a regular basis. Andre, what are your thoughts about Taylor Swift and these two looking at the same incident and looking at it differently, and how I feel like, I have to be honest with you, I feel a little like a man is in a catch-22. He really, no matter if he does or doesn't, with her being who she is and her saying it, her word goes a long way.
Yes, a tremendous Thursday to everyone, and I'm like Kathy and Ms. Cheryl. I haven't had an opportunity to be exposed to the story that you're talking about, but just listening to here, I came on when you were just saying that you had said something that someone accused you of, I think, or whatever the case may be, and then you had asked Kathy and Cheryl been in that situation before, and I would have to say I have, and I would venture to say that most women would have found themselves in a situation in which, again, signals were missed or whatever the case may be, and I was in that position one time with a trainer, and of course you address it, and of course, needless to say, I didn't train with that person again, you know, but you have to address it. But one thing, too, when you shake a certain way, and I thank God that he has blessed me with my vessel to be a brick house vessel. From my perspective, even when you hug someone, on a serious note, though, even when you hug someone, you know, I find myself giving them the shoulder. If you're at church, you'll notice people, they don't necessarily hug front to front. Most females actually will put their shoulder to a man because you just can't send signals. And from my perspective, I can only speak from my perspective, some males are just trying to take advantage of just a basic hug. And Cheryl mentioned that we definitely know the difference between someone being groped versus a hug. But, you know, some men's intention is just to get a little sly feel or whatever just from a hug. So we have to make sure that we help that young man or whatever that case may be. And that's part of the training. But the key piece for a man in order not to get in trouble is just like Cheryl said and he confirmed, you know, keep your hands to yourself. And when you know that you can go to a next level, you would have communicated and it would be clear so that you won't find yourself in having a misunderstanding.
You know, I find it, you know, I hear you ladies sharing this information with me, and I do know that there's issues with hugging at church and other places where there seems to be the issue that men have somehow taken advantage of hugs before. I just can't get the idea of what in the world one would gain from that advantage that you talk about that would be so meaningful. And I don't know, I just It seems to be bizarre to me. I like the idea of being close to an attractive woman, but it definitely needs to be a woman that is interested in me and not someone that I just arbitrarily pick to put my arms around.
Some people are sick, James, and some people at different levels. And, again, that's why you notice. You watch more shoulders go. Most women use their shoulders to hug with men versus just, you know, front to front.
Wow, I'd hate to be thought of as a sick puppy that needs to be handled in such a manner. That's kind of odd. Joyce, what are your thoughts? Have you heard about the Taylor Swift case? What are your thoughts in regards about how men and women have to interact with each other to keep a safe distance and no misunderstanding?
Good afternoon, everybody. Yes, I'm very familiar with Taylor Swift. As a matter of fact, I looked at the photos that is, you know, sometimes pictures don't lie. And if you look at the photo as to the picture that was taken, how he was, his hand was not in her, not at the waist length whatsoever. It was clear down her butt. And if you take a look at that photo, you'll see. And I'm sure she felt. It's all in how she felt and how he made her feel, you see. And how how I look at that with his grin on his face, how I know that he's not one of those freaks that were, if she wouldn't have brought that to his attention or brought it out, that he wouldn't be the one that exposed her saying, look what I did on a fly, you see. Apparently she felt some kind of way in order for to bring it, and it ain't about the money because she only doing $1, suing him for $1. But for the amount of money that he's suing her for, she's going to take that money if she wins the case and donate it to all her charities and the whole bit. So it is her plight. She's sending a message, and she let him know that I didn't feel comfortable for what you did, and therefore, you know, something needs to be brought out. So if that's how you lost your job because you were totally out of line, so be it. You got freaks. Look at that. Hillary Clinton assistant husband. He was ridiculous. So you got people who that frame of mind. You understanding where you can't. You're not that type of person, but you have some sick people out there who have sick ideas. And it was no reason for her to bring such a case forward unless she felt a certain way. Think about it. She had no reason to do that. So in order for her to feel that way, she's making her stand. And for her to appear in court, to testify, it lets you know that she's serious and that is her commitment. And today her mother said that she could tell from the photo that how she felt that something was wrong by her knowing her daughter. And then if you look at the photo, she was asking him, why would you do that? Because look at where you have your hand. And if you look at the photo today, and I'm assuming that it will be shown on the news, it's been shown on the news, or you can Google it, you look at where his hand is, it definitely wasn't around his waist, her waist. And to me, your hand should be up towards the upper part of the body and not at the lower part of the body. So, attagirl for Taylor Swift.
Well, Joyce, you know you always tell it like you feel, and certainly he ain't getting no slack from you. Kathy, let me just say, looks like this situation is going to put a very icy situation on how men and women interact with each other. I know that it just seems to me that we have a tough time trying to figure out where your rights begin and our rights end. One of the things I'd be interested in saying, you know, when we're talking about men assaulting women and sexually harassing them, you know, men sometimes feel like women dress a certain way or smell a certain way, and they want to know or have someone interact with them in a way that lets them know they look attractive, they smell good, and yet a man might feel as though he may cross the line or be, Dee said, reprimanded for making any kind of statement about what he sees or smells.
Well, I think Taylor Swift is sending a message, and it's to remind both men and women that this is still going on, but you can't do what you want to do as a man, because if you do and you do it to the wrong person, you will be sued. I believe it's a woman's right. You know, as Audra said, she has that banging body. She got that banging body. And that's it. You know, when you got a banging body, it doesn't matter what type of clothes you put on, you still going to look good. Everything is going to be formed and in place. And it's an unfortunate thing in the workplaces and even out on the streets, because sometimes people think their thought process that, oh, she's trying to get attention. But it's not that she's trying to get attention. It's just that the clothes are fitting her perfectly on her body. That's how it's supposed to fit. And that's where sometimes men tend to get in trouble or the wrong thought process, because they think because a woman is, like you said, smelling good and has on these nice clothes, but they're fitting everywhere, that she wants to be touched or she wants something to be said to her, and she doesn't. She just feels, I believe, she just feels good about who she is, and that's how her clothes are fitting. That's how her clothes are formed on her, and it doesn't mean that she's calling anybody in to her, that she's giving out a signal that I want somebody to come and give me attention or to touch me. That's just how that person's body is shaped and formed.
Well, I tell you what, it is definitely something where men have to figure out this maze of information and make a determination, because on one end, ladies want men to be aggressive and they want them to say whatever it is on their mind. And then, in another way, they get punished for being the aggressive individual they need to be in order to get to where they want to go. So how is it that they can be punished, you know, for being who they need to be in order to get the attention of the woman they have an interest in?
Who is that question to, Jane?
I'm still talking with you, Kathy.
Oh, okay. Well, no problem. I mean, sometimes some women do, you know, and sometimes women can flirt a little bit, you know, and touch the guy and he touch her back, but it's when he goes beyond her flirting with him, when she says no and he goes beyond because he thinks the flirtation part is continuing to go on, and it's not. That's where the problem stems at. And like someone said about, they saw the picture of his hand down on her butt. Now, if you're supposed to be hugging me for us to take a picture, but your hand is on my butt, that's inappropriate. That's not where my waist is. That's not the type of picture that I want to take with you. That's not your property. So why is your hand down on my butt? But I know that men are visual people, creatures, and that when they see something delicious, they want to touch it, you know? So, because, I mean, I'm saying that to say, because, I mean, and I'm married, so my husband, when we're somewhere, we're in the house and we're getting dressed, the first thing he does is put his hand on my butt, but that's his way of, I believe, a touch of endearment, you know, oh, this is my. Okay, yeah, this is yours. But I'm saying outside of that, you wouldn't go and touch something that's not yours, you know. And so men have to find their place with women. If you don't know someone and you're doing something like that, it's inappropriate, unless the woman tells you it's okay for you to touch me. It's okay for you to embrace me that way. Then it's okay. But if not, then you should not think in your mind that because she's flirting or doing her eyes or anything, that it's okay for you to touch her butt or anything else on her.
All right. Okay. Cheryl, I saw you went away for a minute, but we've we're getting back. We're still dealing with this way that men need to learn. And mind you, now when you tell your boys not to touch, you know, and women have this thing about men being aggressors and them taking the lead. How are you supposed to take the lead if you can't touch?
Well, first of all, you got to establish some type of relationship. You don't just go off and start touching them. And like I said, in everything that they do, you got to be careful. I mean, I drill this in them, you know, as far as no. And I'm going to tell you, today, these women are something. They don't even leave it up to the guys. But this is what I wanted to say, too. I'm in front of the computer, and I'm looking at this picture. And they talk about the guy is drunk. And you can see, even with the back of her dress on the side, is hiked up in the air a little bit. So it's surely telling you that for some reason it went up. If his hand was just on top of the dress, it would be laying flat in that area. But it's not. And, I mean, just like I'm not sure who was it that said, I mean, it's not even around her waist. Nowhere near her waist. I mean, not at her waist. And you can see that this dress is in the air. And, you know, he may have thought this was all fun and games. And being drunk, he may have did something that he may not have done if he was not drunk. But the message she's sending is, you just can't do what you want. You know, and you definitely can't do it to her. So maybe this will put the stop to, you know, some men, because I know it's not going to be all. But in this picture, it clearly sees, I mean, anybody who look at this picture, and then again, you know, how it made her feel. This was very, very uncomfortable and very inappropriate. But, I mean, you know, when it comes to my boys, I mean, I don't want to have nobody pressing no charges against them as far as them touching somebody. So, I mean, I go from the whole thing, you know, first of all, you got to be friends. And, you know, I thank God that my oldest son, he's already married. So he's past that that stage. The only person that he better put his hands on is his wife. Because I tell them all the time, I don't care. I brought y'all in this world, and I'll take y'all out. I don't play that. Do not do it. When I say don't do it.
I hear you. I hear you. What is a man to do? You know, we are in situations where we work close proximity of women. Most men meet the women they marry either on their jobs or in a social place for the first time. What are we supposed to do?
Well, I think you're hearing it from the ladies, and what I'm hearing for the most part is that men have to be taught how to interact with the opposite sex and with people in general. All right. Now, first of all, let me go back to the job where the man, the young man, come in on a lady's sweater. The lady in conversation, she was not a prudent person. She was, you know, kind of outgoing. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, sometimes if a woman likes you, then she would take that compliment in stride. All right, that's one of the things that has to be taught. All right, the other thing that has to be taught is that when it comes down to what Ms. Cheryl was talking about, when you can plainly see that the woman's dress was hiked up and the man did that, that's a defect of character. some men think that they are untouchable, especially, you know, we talked about people are aggressive in nature. Football players are, Marines are, people that served in the armed forces like Navy SEALs, they're overly aggressive. They think this world is theirs. And so they have a tendency to be overconfident at the risk of insulting persons around them. So these are some of the things that have to be taught to girls. You know, when you dress, and it depends on where you're at. When you're dressing in a certain way and there's drinking going on, you have to kind of put into account that things might get out of hand. So like Ms. Cheryl said, these are the things that you have to just teach, especially boys and men. Also, and lastly, we all know that there's a lack of skill when it comes to conversation. So when it comes down to the touchy-touchy, no, what about conversation? What about testing the waters in the way of conversation first? Buy a drink. If she's receptive to the drink and conversation, then you kind of know what it is that you're dealing with. But if a lot of guys grew up in single-parent homes, and the grandmama raised them. And so they haven't had the attention being made to them on how to conduct conversation. So I think that's one of the issues, and that's one of the flaws. Thank you.
Well, let me go to Audrey. You know, we're in this situation where we're dealing with the workplace and men and women interacting with each other, and how quickly something innocent can be turned into something criminal. You know, and I argue all the time about the fact, you know, sexual harassment, you can't harass somebody if you do it only one time, because at least you have to know whether or not what you're doing or saying is can be accepted. And so if you do say to somebody they look very attractive or they look beautiful or they're smelling nice, why is that treading in dangerous water?
Well, you're right. In most cases, in company policies indicate what by definition what is sexual harassment, and part of that definition unsolicited or undesired, behaviors, if you would. So I agree with you. We ask that if something you feel is that's inappropriate, then if you will have the courage to make sure that you bring that to that person's attention. Now, if after you brought it to their attention and they act upon it, absolutely. Now you're on a path of discipline and taking whatever appropriate steps are there. We realize that some people, and all of us mentioned the women, we mentioned having some experience, and Kathy shared with us that at one point she was strong enough to speak up, but at one point women often are hesitant to speak up. So we do understand if a person don't feel strong enough that they can just address that issue right then for whatever reason. That's why we have a hotline number so that they can express it then, and or hopefully they feel comfortable enough going to their manager. Unless the manager is the problem, then you have to go to some other areas. But you're exactly right. I would think on the first time, just as we stated, you know, when it's inappropriate to us, in most cases we'll, let it be known that that is unacceptable. And then from that point, we'll determine if indeed what the next step is, whether just don't encounter it anymore or if that was enough to take care of it or whatever the case may be. I hope I answered the question.
Yeah, but let me also ask this. Do you feel like a man may think that your hug is insincere if you're going to do that little shoulder thing you talk about?
Would he feel what now?
That your hug is insincere if you're not willing to give him a good hug?
No, I never. That never even crossed my mind. Let's say, right shoulder with a hug with somebody that I don't know, or you know, we just greeting each other. My right shoulder would end up being up against that person.
That's right. The shoulder is a message that this is as far as it goes right here. That's what the shoulder is for.
Well, I just feel like if I'm 6'6", and people are tall, and that if you can't give a person a sincere hug, maybe you shouldn't even hug them at all.
That's your choice. You have that choice. So we can shake hands, we can bump, whatever's good for you. That's fine.
All right. Miss Joyce, do you handle your church greetings or your social greetings in the same manner as not allowing people to hug you?
Yes, I agree with RJ 100%. You are something else. But you know what? Also, D, you need to put law enforcement in that category that you put with the Navy SEALs. You also, particularly entertainers and photographers, particularly you remember when they deal with models, actresses, all actresses sometimes tell you that situations that they be put in. And so when you look at Taylor, she's an entertainer, you see. And maybe in his mind, he thought maybe he could get over on her. And she's a young lady, as a matter of fact. She's been around a long time, but she's very young as far as being entertained in the whole bit. And like I say, her mom said that she picked up that she knew something was wrong from the photo that she looked at, that it was something about her demeanor that she knew something was wrong. Plus, you look at her, and she had to put on a fake smile, knowing all the time that he was up her butt. Look at that photo. Pictures don't lie. And he need to have been fired, because he's totally out of line. Her waistline is up. He was nowhere near her waistline. And even if he didn't even go underneath her dress, you still had your hand in the wrong place. It's ridiculous. And it doesn't make any sense. So we got to learn, and our young men as well as women. And I don't know whether or not you guys remember the case where this dentist fired this young lady because of the way that she dressed. He was a married man, and he felt that he could not do his job. That was a big case there. I forgot what the outcome was, and she tried to sue him because he told her he had to dismiss her by the way that she dressed, that he couldn't concentrate on doing his job. So, you know, you got situations out there, and I don't see anything wrong with him letting her go. Because of the way that if she wasn't willing to change her demeanor as the way that she dressed, she should have been fired too. I don't know whether or not you guys remember that case, but it was a big issue that came and made national news as well.
Well, seemingly that goes against the fact that, you know, Audrey says she a brick house and there ain't nothing she can do about the way she looks.
Well, this young lady, I think she was wearing short dresses, a low cut and the whole bit, and he was trying to tell her what, you know, that was just too inappropriate as to being a dentist assistant as to how she should dress. First of all, she should have had on a jacket, I think, you know, those smock type of thing. And her, they said that she was wearing real short dresses and the whole bit. So most offices and particular professional places, they have dress codes, you know. And also there was the issue, remember, about this teacher. I think she was a black teacher too, by the way, and about the way that she dressed and the way that she looked, you know, and she wore tight things, you know.
I would have loved to be her principal. Well, I'm sorry.
Well,
let's go to a break and we'll come back.
like being lonely tonight. See, I want some company. You look like you're just my type. You're the kind whose spirits are running free. Let's take a sip of some cold, cold wine. Music nice and slow, and you won't be under any kind of pressure. You see, we'll just let the evening flow. Get away from this noisy crowd. Let's go where it's nice and quiet, where there's nobody else around. Let's sit by a cozy lit fire, and we can be each other's company. Now how does that sound?
Perfect time to step out on faith. It would always require risking the safety of where you are at that very moment. But one will never be completely happy when their dreams are not being reached. The higher the dreams, the greater the risk. When the right opportunity makes itself available, You have to close your ears to the naysayers and move forward beyond your dreams. Visit WealthDaddySystem.com. That's www.WealthDaddySystem.com. WealthDaddySystem.com. Push yourself beyond your fears, and you'll reach your dreams.
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. You know, I heard what Dee said and Joyce added about confidence, you know, but it's interesting that you all would use that. And Dee, I'm sure you remember back in the day where if you were a wallflower for a man, you were not going to be able to get a dance, you were not going to be able to get the pretty girl. You had to have confidence to walk across that floor and reach your hand out and ask somebody to dance, and knowing they had the right to say yes or no. And if they said no, then you had to walk across the back across where you were and everybody know you got turned down. So it takes a bit of confidence to be able to walk up to someone that you've never met and say hello and hope that you can establish a connection. So we want all our young men to have confidence. We don't want them to feel like they have entitlement, but certainly we do want them to have confidence. And I want all of you to know that I fully respect women because they are the creatures that God has given us as a blessing. But there is something to the fact that men have been have the trait of liking and desiring to be around attractive women, and that we just have to know how to behave. But there is nothing wrong with women dressing to show off their assets and showing that they're confident and that they're beautiful in the way they dress, and they should be respected, and they should be looked at and thought of as attractive. I don't know if I find those to be wrong. So, Joyce, I did remember seeing the lady in Atlanta who was a very curvaceous young lady, and her skirts were a little snug, but, I mean, that's what the kind of outfits people were wearing. I don't think she was just taking advantage of her curves, and people need to appreciate that. I do remember there always have been teachers who were more attractive than others, and so they shouldn't be penalized because of what they were blessed with. Andre, your thoughts about that after you telling us you had that brick house of a look.
Well, let me also say, because you just keep riding on that, James Deshay. Let me just say, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. So, you know, all of us should see ourselves as beautiful, well-built, designed vessels of God. So that's the case there. But I don't care what one thing on the serious side, I don't care what the fashion style is. We are instructed to dress conservatively because you're exactly right. We are gifted with however the Lord has designed us to be. And if we work out and tweak and tone those to be what we look at it as appealing, but all of us are beautiful and wonderfully made and designed. So, but you don't find me wearing skirts. You know, I happen to be a tall for a woman, but you don't see me wearing a skirt that just come, you know, all the way up my thighs and that kind of stuff. Because that's not the type of person that I want to attract. You know, I would like for a person to be assertive. More so than aggressive, but be assertive, yes, and come up and start a conversation and that type of thing in a respectful manner. But it's a certain type of man that, for whatever reason, if they are attracted to certain things, in most cases, they're not looking for that person to be a long-term relationship with. But you and Dee can give us more insight on that piece of it. So it's all about, you know, who you are, and you could dress nice. It could be, you know, accent your
your assets of your body without being too far across the spectrum, if you understand what I'm trying to say.
Well, I know D is married. I'm single, but I think that you want your lady. I'm attracted to attractive women, and I want them to look to dress nice and to be a Christian. And I think you can be a Christian and dress nice and be feminine. I think I have to tell you, I like women who are into themselves in terms of dressing right. I mean, you want somebody who doesn't wear sweatshirts all day and you know, I don't know. I'm just trying to say it. You want someone to be feminine. A man is manly and a woman is feminine, so she should dress accordingly and be attractive every day she goes out. And sometimes you got men who don't want their women to be attractive because they're scared they're going to lose them. But I think those are guys who are insecure, and that there's nothing with your woman being beautiful if that's what she indeed is. Dee, you have anything to add or say about how we appreciate the beauty of women?
Well, Jamie, what I would like to add is, a few months ago, we talked on your show about how they have taken certain classes out of school, out of the curriculum of high school and things of that matter, one of which is the class of humanities. And the other class is social science. And I remember those classes being optional. They was optional classes, just like woodshop and home ec and stuff like that. But those classes need to be mandatory because those classes teach you how to interact with people. They teach you what to say and what not to say, especially to women and to older people and to authority figures. You know, if I may use this example, Miss Audrey, please forgive me. When a man encounter a person, a woman, when she is a brick house, that doesn't mean that she's free game or she's acceptable to any rhetoric that a man has to offer. A man has to know his place, basically. And I tell my son that. You got to know your place. You got to know what it is that you're working with. You know, if a woman is a brick house per se, then she may be attracted to the brick house type of man, the man that works out, all muscular and all. If a guy is not as well chiseled and sculptured as she is, then she's not going to have very much interest in him, unless, this is important, unless she chooses to be. And that's the big difference. Women have the choice to be with whom she wants to, and that's the lesson to be learned. The major lesson that a mature man will learn in life is that the women have the power to choose who she wants to be with. Now, if a man wants to be a little aggressive, and that's fine, be a little aggressive, but don't go overboard because you get slapped in the face back in the old days. Now, of course, women can't slap a man these days because she might get embarrassed and get beaten, and then you got a whole other case there. But that's the lesson to be learned, that the women has the right to choose who she wants to be with and who she don't want to be with. Thank you.
Cheryl, do you think there's anything wrong with a woman clearly being, you know, I like to call them girly girls, women who like and enjoy their femininity and want to be seen as attractive and beautiful and being a woman? What's wrong with that? And they should be respected, and that doesn't mean that a man should be putting his hands on them, but they shouldn't be penalized for being attractive.
No, I don't think anything is wrong with that. I mean, we as women, we want to look good, and we go through great lengths to look good. And you know, we want to seem attractive to others.
But and then there's that confidence about us that makes us even more attractive when, you know, to men. But like I said, I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with the fact of looking. Now, when it crosses looking to something else, then there's your problem. But, I mean, I don't even see anything wrong with a man seeing a woman who's attractive and go up to them and even introduce themselves. You know, that's innocent as well, and getting to know the person. But, you know, when you start with putting your hands, that's a violation and infringing on another person's territory. And if they're not comfortable or if they're not, you know, wanting that, you know, it brings everything to a whole nother level. And also, you know, you got to earn a respect when, you know, just getting to know somebody. I mean, when you get to know somebody, you don't start putting your hands all over them, because first of all, they're gonna step back and they're going to, you know, think what's going on. So you can get your lead, you know, from a woman, and a woman will definitely let you know that line, you know, right then and there, especially if she's not comfortable. But I just think that, you know, these things have to be taught, and today in time, they really have to be taught and enforced, you know, because there's so much, you know, when people are ready to holler, sexual harassment, and that sexual harassment can go both ways. You know, the men can claim it and the woman can claim it. But nothing, no matter how anybody dressed, a woman dressed, does not give you the right to put your hands on them and not even think, well, or use the excuse, well, they wanted it. They were asking for it. That does not mean that. You know, people, women see beauty as different.
Kathy, what are your thoughts in regards to you being as attractive as you can be and feeling good about yourself when you leave your home, and certainly dressing in the way that you feel appropriate? And why does anyone else have anything to say about how you choose to dress or display your assets?
I believe that that's every woman's desire, is to look beautiful when she leaves her home, when she comes home, to prepare herself, you know, to look as good as she can, because women are beautiful. We are beautiful creatures, some inside, some out, but we are beautiful creatures. And when we walk out the door, most of us, 99% of us, want to look beautiful, want to receive compliments, want whoever we're with, if we're with someone, to say how beautiful we are. And we may even want compliments outside, but that does not mean that we want other attachments to the compliment. And there's, as I believe it was Audrey said, there's a certain way that you dress. Modest is whoever you are. I mean, I know for me, sometimes I could be putting on stuff, and if I feel that it's too tight or, oh, maybe that's too low, I'll take it off, you know, because I don't want that extra attention on certain areas of my body. So that's just me. But everybody is not like that, but it still does not give a person the right, even if somebody does go out and their dress is short, or their top is low, to attack them or come at them in any other way than what they allow them to. So, see, sometimes people do that for attention, and sometimes people, that's just how they are. That's just how they want to dress and how they want people to perceive them, but that doesn't mean that they want to be touched. And I heard you say that you are touchy-feely, and I'm touchy-feely too, so a hug, you know, it's nothing, but it's how you touch, it's how you feel is when our other antenna goes up.
Well, certainly I want everybody to know when I'm touchy-feely, that's usually with somebody who's giving me permission. I don't just assume that I can be touchy-feely with someone I just met. But that's just a part of my connection and my spirit. I'm a romanticist, if you want to call it that. I mean, I've written two books about romance and love, and I have a deep connection with what I think romance and love should be about. And so I guess that's where I get my touchy-feely nature from. But I'm also, you know, in my private time and space, I just like feeling the things that are in the world or in the universe. You know, when I'm looking at movies or I'm looking at certain pictures or sentiments, I want to feel those things emotionally. And there are men out there who want to engage their feelings and their softer side. So I have a manly side and a softer side, but I think they complement each other. But that's for another show. We got only 8 minutes left. I'm going to play some music and come back, and we're going to let everybody have their final word. James C. Deshay. There is never a perfect time to step out on faith. It will always require risking the safety of where you are at the moment. But one will never be completely happy when their dreams are not being reached. The higher the dreams, the greater the risk. When the right opportunity makes itself available, you have to choose to close your ears to naysayers and move forward beyond your fears. Please visit WealthDadSystems.com. That's WealthDadSystems.com. WealthDadSystems.com. I look forward to talking to you soon. Remember, there are a lot of people waiting for their ship to come in. It might require us to swim out to meet it. All right, Cassie, what is your final thought for this evening?
Well, since I can't swim, I need someone to throw me a life jacket and pull me into where the wealth is. I've had a great time with you guys today. I want to let everyone know that I love them dearly in the depthness of my heart, and I enjoy sharing my opinions with your opinions. Love you guys.
All right. Cheryl, your final thought for this evening?
Again, I enjoyed the show. I enjoyed listening to everyone and sharing also myself. And that there are boundaries, and women are not objects. That's about it.
All right, Cheryl, remember now I need to get your invoice because we need to get started. It's getting, you know, a few days have passed. Joyce, okay. What is your final thought for today?
I think we need to be more conscious of what is appropriate and what is not appropriate when it comes to addressing and dealing with the opposite sex.
All right. Audrey, your final thought?
It's so important to talk and communicate because you want to make sure of what your understanding is the same as others, and you do not want to violate anyone's space. And I agree with everyone in saying what a wonderful topic, good conversation, good sharing, very valuable. Thank you.
All right. Dee, your final thought for this evening.
Yes, sir. Real quick, Jay, I want to say thank you for your show. Thank you for your time to bring these issues to the forefront. I would like to say that interaction with people is an art form. Learn how to do that. If a person is short on learning how to interact with people, go online, go on YouTube, use the internet to learn and tweak your game, if you will, to better interact with people. And stay in your class. Stay in your class. If it's not in your class, then find your class, and that's where you belong. A doctor won't interact with somebody that works in a restaurant. You know, that's out of your class. Thank you.
I think we're going to have to talk about that with Dee. That might be another subject about whether or not you're supposed to stay in your class. I'm not sure how to take that one, so we might need to have that better explained in the future, but we'll get to it. I want to thank all of you for supporting me and being here today. It's so nice to know that there are going to be people here for me to talk to about all the different subjects that we have and we come up with. And certainly I want to make sure that I engage you all in a way that you all know that I appreciate you, and I love the way we are be able to interact and have our opinions without feeling as though we're going to be questioned about what it is that we think or say. So I want to tell everybody to be here tomorrow if you can. We have a first-time guest host that's coming on to talk with us, and I would like us to be in full force tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock West Coast time. Those of you who want to increase your quality of life or increase your cash flow, I encourage you to call 407-459-4827 to hear some things that very well may take you to a different level. If you want to increase your change your quality of life or increase your cash flow, call 407-459-4827. Take care, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Did someone want to say something before we go? All right. See you guys tomorrow.